I appreciate that. I've never heard that. Somebody told me touches.
Well, I was very ticky.
Ticky.
Now, the touches may be a better word that's a little later in use than ticky. Ticky probably went way back then.
Oh, that's interesting. In fact, you know, you have heard he got ticked off. Have you heard that expression?
He got
ticked off, I've heard. And that meant that he got angry just very quickly. So that seems to be the same word.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody is very ticky, he's likely to get what?
He's going to get angry very quickly, mad, roughed up, whatever term they want to use.
Then you have to say to him, now, just keep...
Keep quiet, keep cool, take it easy.
And did they say cool in the old days, or calm, or...
Probably calm. Calm is a better word for the older times.
If somebody leaves money around on tables and doesn't lock the door and things like that, say she's awfully...
Careless.
Mm-hmm. Something other than that, if somebody, lives off by himself and has very eccentric ways, in the old days, how would they describe him?
Now you said the person lived off by himself.
Yes, very strange in what he did. You say he's awfully...
Let's see. Curious would be.
Did you ever hear the word queer?
Queer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have heard the word queer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, applied in that sense. Mm-hmm. Do you think that has changed over the years, or and how strong a word is it?
I don't think it has changed as such, but I don't think there are as many people in that category now as has been.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have begun to get it out among people more. And I don't think anybody live as much like a hermit as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Even if a person finds himself having to live alone, he doesn't like to get off by himself. He likes to be among people. And consequently, he doesn't develop those queer habits and ideas that they used to.
Would that be pretty insulting if you called a man queer?
It might be according to who the individual is. Now, there are some people who would become very upset, and there are others who wouldn't pay any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Might laugh with you if you said it.
I see. If you, if your children would go out on Saturday night and not come back until very late, you might become very unnerved,
that's what they usually use.
Uneasy.
Unnerved, uneasy now.
And some questions about church going. Would you describe how people would become members, and then what would go on in a church service and things like that? How was the church supported?
Yes, now you want the started a long time ago?
Yes, I'm interested in the way.
In the early years, I can take my home community. We had a church, I guess they call the center of the community, but everybody lived a good piece from that church. And some people would go in the wagon, others would walk, and we had service, preaching service once a month. We had Sunday school every Sunday during the warm and hot weather. But because of no heat in the winter, we didn't have Sunday school every Sunday, just had it on those preaching Sundays. Well, once a year in the month of August, they would have revival.